Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, and welcome back to another solo episode, and one that is actually the first one for 2022. Gosh, I can't believe that we are 3 weeks into January already. Oh my goodness. I've been wanting to record an episode for the last couple of weeks, but just really navigating where things are going and what's been going on. And lots of new amazing clients in Say Hello Social for social media management. And so I haven't had the chance to do this, and I can now see why. And this is what I love about when we really trust our journey and trust that we'll be shown and trust that we're guided and pulled in the right direction at the exact divine timing. Because I wasn't meant to record it yet, because over the weekend, it was so amazing. It must have been shared around or something like that, but everybody was tuning in to the episode, which you haven't, if you haven't already done so, it's a couple episodes prior to this one. It's why I threw in the towel on my six-figure coaching business. I had so many people reach out to me over the weekend about this episode, really feeling inspired and somewhat, I guess, thanking me for producing this episode, because when I was recording it, I knew I was saying things that people were thinking and potentially weren't able to speak openly about like I did. And look, it was not an easy episode to record. And I think I say that at the start of it. I think I tried 3 or 4 times to record it, because with everything that I do it with intention and purity and authenticity. However, I always want it to come across the right way. I don't want to sit here and be in a judgmental, negative, dark, horrible space. I'm not here shaming and naming people. It's really just what I feel I am observing and what a lot of people are talking about or coming to me and sharing. So it's always just that I want to make sure that whenever I produce an episode like that, that I am putting it out with the right intention and the right meaning behind it. And it seems to have been received pretty well like that. So, you know, I had some amazing messages come through, and I want to actually share some of them because I think it was just really powerful. And obviously I'm going to keep these names of these people private due to the, you know, keeping them safe at the same time. But this one said, wow, boom, girlfriend, fuck, this is legit hit home for me in so many areas. I don't want to be like this. I want to add value. I want to help my clients truly step into their light and be happy. I want to provide them with tools and accountability to help them. I've also felt like I had to charge more and say certain things to trigger people, and so it wasn't aligned. Fuck, I love this episode. Wow. Going to unfollow some people now. My last coach was not a vibe, and she only saw the dollars. Thanks so much for this message. I also got another one that said, I just listened to your podcast about why you threw in the towel in your business and just want to say thank you so fucking much. I started my health coaching and Reiki and beauty business last year, and since then I've struggled with what I've been charging because I was watching what everyone else was doing. I questioned, was I too cheap? But to me, it never felt right for me to charge such high costs for programs. I've stuck to my guns and followed my heart on what to charge so I can actually help people that can afford it, because I know for me with a young family, I couldn't possibly afford all those dollars. The main reason I started this was to help people with a similar thing that I went through, and the money was a bonus. So listening to this really made me feel like I'm doing the right thing. Thank you so much. This one said, fuck me, I just listened. Everyone's swearing as they're doing it. Can I just say how proud of you I am? What you just shared is so powerful. I'd love to share this podcast with my husband, who is also spending more than me on it. I'm so pissed I've spent this money. You are so right. That's just a very small amount of the messages that I received over the weekend. And as you can see, the theme is very, very much the same across the board. I feel so honored that, you know, you guys reach out to me with those messages and really share openly. And I just share those with you who are tuning in today so you don't feel alone, so you know there are many others that are feeling what you're feeling right now, because you are not alone and it is something people are starting to talk about. And so if you're a coach listening to this right now, feel into what you're feeling around this. Know that your heart will never lie to you. Know that being in that space of authenticity will guide you to, you know, have the most success that you desire and for you to stay in alignment and to achieve all that you want. You can't go wrong if you're staying in integrity and being authentic to your true self. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how we as coaches can bring value to the space that I believe is lacking a lot of integrity right now. Because if you're a coach, just be intentional with why you're doing coaching. That's all I'm asking. I think what I personally have felt, and even more so now since I've received these messages from people that are tuning into this episode and really feeling like it's hitting home, is that I can add value to this space. And that's what I want you guys to feel as well. So I took probably 6-7 months off after I decided to throw it in. And, you know, I didn't work with any clients, a little bit here and there with the social stuff and personal branding, but I didn't take on any more business clients. And through that time, I've had an incredible break. I've been able to reset myself, refresh, move back to the coast, all of those amazing things, and feel much more in alignment to my true self. But it's also given me the opportunity to realize, and, you know, with the discussions of these people who are tuning into the episode, is that I have value to bring to this space. I have invested so much of my time and my money and all these things to get to the place that I am as a coach for over a decade. I have helped hundreds of women and men have amazing success in their life, you know, to have these incredible results, whether it's in business, whether it's life, whether it's in the gym. It would be really such a waste and such a shame for me not to continue in this space and add integrity and add value to this space, because that's what it's lacking. It's lacking coaches with integrity. It's lacking coaches who are doing this for the right reason. I'm not saying that the coaching industry is fully tainted and that nobody is doing the right thing. That is far from what I'm saying. However, there is a lot of people who aren't doing the right thing. And that gives us as good coaches an opportunity to do the right thing, to focus on being of service, to focus on what it is that we came into this space to do. And so with that being said, I am going to come back into the coaching space in a different form and shape. And over the next couple of months, you'll see that play out. So I am then able to support the people who feel like they don't fit in the space, for the people that feel like they can't afford the 20, 30, 50 grand coaching fees, because it's ridiculous. And so if you are looking for a coach that is willing to not be at that price, then I may be your coach, but just stay tuned to see how that all unfolds. But I'm really excited to, I guess, be in that space. I had a number of friends who are coaches say to me, like, you're crazy if you give up coaching. You are so good at what you do and you really do change people's lives and businesses, and it would be such a shame for the industry to lose you. And I sat with that for a little while, and you know what? I did realize that I do have value to bring, and so that's where that is going to start to play out. But let's dive into coaching and the integrity and the myth of the high-end client and all that stuff today, because that's what I really want to talk about off the back of, you know, the last episode around this. And so a quick search on the internet, you know, you would find that there, unless you are charging upwards of five figures for a coaching contract or agreement, and you might search on Instagram, then you're seen as playing small and you're not reaching your potential. And, you know, you certainly haven't found your flow or upgraded your money talk, money mindset, or, you know, you're just not playing out full in this space, which I think is a load of shit, right? And so there's this book that I was reading, The Prosperous Coach, it's actually called. It identifies a core issue within the world of coaching. And what he writes, Rich, his name is, what he writes is, the coaching profession has a problem that is twofold. There is a low bar for entry. You don't have to do anything really to be a coach. And there's a high bar for success. It is the low bar for entry that I'm concerned about most. And I suppose the low bar could be relative, so I'll define it as we discuss this today for the purpose of this episode. So despite the efforts of the, let's say, the coaching federation and foundation that there is in existence, coaching itself is way too new and it's grown so fast that it's not able to be governed properly like other companies, you know, like by laws or codes or ethics and things like that. And basically anyone that's got an Instagram account can become a coach. And that's the scariest thing. And worse, sometimes they become a coach solely because they just want to have a coaching business that sells to high-end clients, you know, dream, selling this high-end client dream to other coaches for this hefty price tag. And that's where I find lies the problem. You know, these people, I've seen this, I have this person in my mind, obviously, again, I'm not going to name names, but this girl is like, she wouldn't be much older than 22, 23. And that's fine if you've got life experience and coaching, you know, behind you. But she literally was a business coach straight off the bat. What business has she had? Who has she supported to be able to do that and charge the amount that she was charging within the first couple of months of starting out? It, to me, that's where the issue lies, right? Coaching is about people. It's about relationships. It's about growth. It's not about therapy, but coaching definitely has behavioral and psychological technology behind it, right? And if you don't understand that stuff, how the heck can you be a coach, right? And so this is where investing your time and energy into YouTubes, in joining memberships, in reading books, in listening to podcasts to really help you understand things. And the elements that really do make a good coach are the same that apply to any other profession that claims to contribute to personal development and well-being of others, right? Integrity, empathy, unconditional positive regard, and trustworthiness. These should all be part of the criteria for a good and ethical coach, right? And the rise of this high-end client propaganda is dangerous in a business that doesn't govern itself, namely because it actually attracts a segment of the population that probably shouldn't be in the coaching profession. Truly. Not everyone is cut out to be a coach. Not everyone is committed to the development. Not everyone has true empathy and understanding for others. And so the motivation and intention behind what you're doing is absolutely everything. And that's not just in business, but in this conversation, that's what we're discussing. So if you're a coach, let me ask you this, what was your initial motivation for choosing this career path? Like, were you looking to create a life of meaning for yourself? Did you want to contribute to your community or to humanity? Or did you accidentally discover how outrageously rewarding it is to serve others? If you answer yes to any of these, my next question would be, what does having a life of meaning, one of contribution or one of being a servant, have to do with seeking high-end clients? And if you're a professional coach and you've done significant work on yourself, you know that there is not a monetary value you can attach to reaching others through deep and powerful coaching. And this is what I shared in that episode, is that how can one human being put a price on themselves that's $50,000, right? Because if you're in the coaching space, right, you're in the coaching world to affect change, make an impact, leave a legacy, all that sort of stuff, all that amazing good work, then you know there are no high-end clients, or better stated, all clients are high-end because the value is in being in witness to your client's personal evolution. I'm going to say this really slowly because I want you to get this. All clients are valuable and are worth working with and for. Truly, what makes someone more high-end or more valuable? When people walk into your life and are ready to work with you, they're ready to confront the imperfect parts of themselves, to be honest and vulnerable and show up for themselves, then they deserve to be met with a coach that has integrity, one that puts people before dollar signs, one that wants to actually serve the profession and the client before their own bottom line. People deserve a coach that knows that there are no low-end clients. There are just clients who have different bank accounts and different environments and different lifestyles. And none are any less special or deserving than the other. Does this mean coaches are not to profit from their time and talent? Hell no. Am I saying that coaches should only work on a sliding scale or for free? No, not exactly. Do I think it's bad to make money from being a coach or lots of it? Never. Don't be ridiculous. But what I'm saying is that if you are a coach, you need to be very clear as to why you're in this industry, why you have a coaching business. It is not a sales job, although there is sales that's part of this business. It's not about KPIs and numbers and hitting money targets. Although it is part of being a responsible coach to run a coaching business that is financially wealthy. It's not a place for you to hide out because you don't know what else to do with your life, or that someone else on the internet is promising this is the most amazing gig and, you know, earning you tens and thousands of dollars. This new obsession with coaching is and must be about something bigger than chasing the high-end dollars. And why? Because people matter. Because what you do out in the world matters. Because if you are good at coaching, people will make themselves vulnerable with you and trust you and perhaps even heal little pieces of themselves through the relationship that you two have as a coach and client. And also, because after I have coached hundreds of people as a coach in many different niche or target audience, I know that coaching is one of the most powerful transformational experiences that people can go through. I know that when you create change for clients, that they will send you their family or their friends or their loved ones or the little old lady that's down the street who might be on a fixed income but are starting anew after they lost their husband of 50 years. And if you are in this profession, in the coaching industry for the right reasons, and you are kind-hearted, servant-driven, heart-led, and loving towards humanity and open to all possibilities, you better be ready to coach these who come to you ready to be coached. If you do this and become this, I promise you, God, source, the universe, whatever you believe in, will reward you in all ways that matter. You will get all that you desire when you make the focus on service and impact and acting from a place of integrity and authenticity to what you're doing. So what I want to leave you with today is, why am I doing this for me? Why am I coaching for myself? And why am I coaching for others? What is my God-led purpose? What is my heart-driven purpose behind the work that I'm doing? Why did I get into the coaching space in the first place? Because I know for me, being a coach for such a long time, it's so easy to forget why you started. It's so easy to forget as life trickles by and we just keep moving faster and faster through the years, why we even started it in the first place. I still remember when I first watched The Biggest Loser when I was in my early 20s, which is a long time ago, I bawled my eyes out and I said, I need to do that. I need to help people feel that way. I still get teary thinking about that moment. I was at my parents' house on the couch and I watched these people transforming their lives. Can you imagine if you're truly heart-led right now? Imagine someone coming to you who's miserable, overweight, unhappy with their life, and you are able to completely turn that around in a short period of time. How incredible is that feeling? Truly. If you are a coach that does things with integrity and truly does it from the space of really wanting to make a difference, that shit should lead you. And that's what I want to get through to you today is, why are you a coach? Why are you doing what you do? And truly focus on that mission. You will get all that you desire. You will achieve what it is that you want to achieve when you do things from the right place. I really want you to get that clear. So as you go into this new week, I want you to focus on impact. I want you to focus on service, not how much money can I charge this person, not how many people do I need to sign up this month. What about the person asks you a question that you spend time with and actually ask them questions and serve them, even if it wasn't going to become a client? Serve them like a coach should do. Coaching is a privilege. Being a coach, honestly, is one of the most rewarding industries, professions you can be in, because you make a difference to other people's lives. You can change people's lives dramatically with the work that you do. I just want you to be doing it from the right place. And like I said before, it's not about not charging. It's not about doing everything for free, because when you are abundant and you are financially fit and wealthy, you obviously will be at a higher vibration and you can look after yourself so then you can look after others. Remember, fitting your mask first is always important. It's really important that you take care of yourself with high intensity movement, eating and nourishing well, drinking lots of water, sleep hygiene, all those things that you can show up as the best coach and version of yourself for others. So as we leave this episode today, I really just want you to think about, why did I become a coach? Why am I in the coaching industry? And what is it that I'm here to do and be of service to? Thank you so much for tuning in to another solo episode. I am so grateful to have you here, and welcome if you are new. And I would be so honored if you left a review on iTunes so that more people can find me and start listening to the information that you are also listening to. Don't forget to share on Instagram, tag me in your story so I can repost, and always send me a DM with your thoughts like I shared at the beginning of this episode. I am so honored and grateful to hear from each and every one of you. Until next week, have a beautiful day.